Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Oh, if I didn't think I could make her happy, I would never have told her that I love her. After all, love and happiness is all I have to offer her. I don't possess a mansion, a villa in France, a yacht, or a string of Peloponnese. I'm glad to hear... String of Peloponnese? Where do you see that?
Right there, a string of Peloponnese.
That's a string of polo ponies!
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, Jeff!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the hell!
Boy! Oh!
My God!
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. My name, I'll say you mine.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love to
no.
Sing up. Oh. Oh. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
We'll be right back.
coast to coast. This is the Friday Possum Theme. Everyday Possum Theme, but like I said, it was sitting around. I didn't know where to play it. It's too short. I mean, well, it'd have been a good quickie, but I think it was a poignant Possum Theme. And the theme for tonight's program. There's no theme for tonight's program. This is just a typical waste of your valuable time. Here on the Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Listening to Possum Hour and Friday Night Possum, and we don't know why. Anyway, this is the Friday night, obviously. You know, that might be fun, though, to do the Friday show on Monday and the Monday show on Friday and really confuse people. Or do the Friday show on Thursday. I don't know. Looking for fresh ideas. Okay, well, without any, wow, okay. I see what's happening there. Let's go with, oh, I know which one I want to hear. This one.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R. J.
Gumby!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enter!
Yeah. All right.
That's our Hitler!
There it is.
Welcome, Professor G.
Good to be here, sir. Good to be here.
Well, glad to hear that.
I like the theme. I like the theme, that macadamia nut theme. There you go.
King Mono. Wait a minute. It's Chief Kamana Nawanela. And we're the Royal Macadamia Nuts. You know,
there were a couple of wacky guys. They were.
Yeah. Interesting footnotes to rock and roll history.
Yep.
We have our nice group of regulars out there. See that building collapse there in Miami Beach? That was something.
No.
Yeah, there man, a whole apartment, like this apartment building, a whole third of it, like 12 floors, out of the blue.
Holy shit. Oh, man.
Pancaked. That was yesterday.
How many died in that one, do you know?
Last I heard, only one death, but they were just having to go through rubble. I don't know how I haven't looked at the update on the rescue stuff.
I haven't heard this at all. That's shit.
Prices are falling at that apartment complex, you know. Hey,
Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, get it. A couple of people, I mean, where it split, people heard this loud boom, and they opened their front door, and all fucking rest of the building's missing, you know? They're standing.
Oh, man.
Crazy town, man.
Yeah.
It's like right on the beach. I'll bet you it was just, you know,
weathered,
built where it shouldn't probably
down.
Have been built, you know?
Uh-huh.
Started sinking into the oit there, and then went to Jibiv.
Or the natural god.
Built in the 80s when they built things like crap. So, you get what you get.
Cutting corners.
I can't believe, you know, well. The hell is that? Oh, somebody's got a loud belt on their vehicle. Outside. Sounded like crazed.
Jeez.
You know. Yeah.
Are you sure
crazed
your house
cicadas.
Is collapsing?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I don't think it would sink far, but it certainly would be man, I don't
save
maybe
the,
the.
Save the ghost chair.
Ooh, the comfy chair. Nice. The Ford's condo built in 86 on a riverbank. Nice. I'm in a floodplain, but I've never really, in the almost 10 years I've been here.
Yeah.
I don't believe I've ever had, well, in the way back of the yard, by the back fence, there was some standing water in a really big rain. But, I think they built it up enough. But they're building, every time they build something new now in my community, they build a drainage ditch next to the next to the building. And that seemed, I would think that would have a positive effect on everybody's flood problems community-wide.
Well, it should.
You know, some place for water to run up. Oh, I must apologize. I don't know if it was Monday or Friday where I kept saying you were fuzzy and made you call in like 3-4 times.
yeah, what happened?
I listened back, man. You weren't fuzzy at all. That was me.
It probably wasn't your equipment either. It was probably your head.
No, I think it was...
side effect.
No, that's why I reset my modem and everything tonight. Because sometimes the connection on my phone's bad, and I think that's what. So I apologize for making you hang up and call in several times. The fuzzy was me. That was my note to self. Fuzzy was me.
Fuzzy was all in my mind.
It was all in my mind. Because I listened back, there was no fuzz. I didn't hear any fuzz. But then those guys in the chat room, they're going, yeah, I heard fuzz. I heard fuzz.
Humor the guy. Humor him.
I'm 60 years old, man. I'm starting to lose my faculties. Quick! So, be surprised, man. All right. We got to take a trip in the old time machine.
Yeah.
It always makes me a little queasy, but, you know, once you get your sea legs,
okey-doke.
Now, see, I guess that's what I wanted to talk about at the opening. Alice said she feels fuzzy and tired.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she had her second shot today. Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. That'll do it.
But man, I was having bone crushing, well, not bone crushing, but soul crushing anxiety for a few weeks there. What the fuck? Like, and it wasn't the kratom, but just the switch turned off last week. One day this week. And, like, the same shit was today. I'll have to tell you about today. After the blow up, but, I mean, if that doesn't make me, give me anxiety, nothing will. I got to figure out what that is, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because it's like, I was like, defying death today. I didn't have any kratom today when I defied death and laughed in the face of disaster. Just like, I was like me when I'm like regular, you know, not.
That's always a plus.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to life without PPGB. Let's blow up Berlin. Not the city, the group. We love the Germans.
Nora, my beautiful sunflower. Ain't she a dream? There's something about you. Now, I've really seen a dream walking. Dream? She's a nightmare. Hey, you know, I think she's uglier than you are.
Yeah, well, she's got...
What? Oh! Ow! Yeah! Fuck you! You piece of shit! You're a bomb!
How long can a thing like this take?
I don't know. I'm going crazy myself.
Absolutely, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
I ain't got time for this kind of shit.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. That's a weird thing. Apple Cheek's talking about no caffeine so she can get to sleep, you know?
Uh-huh.
And Kate drinks non-caffeine tea after 3. Thank you, Ford. Hey, I came about that time. But I don't know how many mornings I will get up and drink a cup of coffee and then go back to sleep.
Yeah, sometimes that works for me.
What the fuck is up with that?
I have no idea, but yeah.
Trying to wake up and it makes me take another 40 winks. Yeah, that
Has
song.
Has Kratom been giving you weird dreams?
I've been dreaming more lately.
Yeah.
Might be some Kratom influence.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been making sure I turn off my TV and whatnot when I sleep.
Okay.
Well, anyway, that song, what was that again? Pee-wee Slocum.
Pee-wee
Creighton. Do unto others. And, what's cool about it, it was in some video, some guy was pointing out where the Beatles ripped off other people.
Yeah.
And that the guitar riff at the beginning sounds an awful lot like the guitar riff on Revolution.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. You gotta have a good ear for that shit.
I probably wouldn't have caught it if I didn't know about it. Anyway, I thought that was
it's like George says, none of us can read music. It must have been in me head.
Yeah, he's they beat him up pretty good on the chiffons. then he bought the rights to the song. Yeah, fuck you. I'm filthy rich. I live in a castle. Buy the damn thing.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, there's a limited amount of riffs and different types of riffs.
You get a couple of different shit all the time.
Yeah. I got a couple more. I don't know if I have any more on tonight, but in the future, we'll be hearing from,
Yeah.
That's it. Well, there's the.
Uh-huh.
My looking death in the eye.
Yeah. What happened there?
And not having anxiety. I was like, man, I got to figure out what I'm doing tomorrow because I got to go to Bunfuck for this wedding reception.
Uh-huh.
I gotta get all the. I gotta know when to leave because it's 90 minutes, and you gotta time everything out. And then I don't know how I even remembered it. It just popped into my head. Oh shit! They wanted their names printed at the bottom of the paper. So I look at the clock.
The,
it's like 2:30. You know,
the married couple, right? They wanted their
names. Yeah, their name and then the date.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So I look at the clocks, it's almost 3:00. I'm like, that's all right. I'll just go over and print up some paper. Instead of like going, oh my God, and panicking,
uh-huh.
and getting all uh-huh. anxiety to bottom. I'm like, all right, well, so I printed something out. Holy shit. In Columbus, I don't know if they do this everywhere. We have like the fourth worst drivers in the country.
Yeah.
But it's a tradition that when the light turns red, if you encroach on the intersection, you can complete your left turn, see?
Okay.
It used to drive me crazy when I moved here, but, when in Rome. Well,
uh-huh.
I may quit doing that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man, I was the second guy in the encroachment, see? There was a guy encroaching in front of me, and the light's about
uh-huh.
to turn, and the traffic's done, right? So he makes his move, and I'm about to make my move, and this guy goes blasting through the red light, through the intersection.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, wah! I hit the brakes. Saved my ass, man. I mean,
no,
I might have
shit.
Lived, but the truck would have been dead, Jim. He was coming like 45, 50 mile an hour.
Oh,
luckily, he honked. But, I'm walking away from that going, boy, that was bad. That was a shake. You know, and I'm not, like, shook up at all.
Nice and calm about it.
I was fucked up. I could have lost my life there. Jesus Christ, man. But I wasn't all,
you know.
That's
in your system.
I don't know if it's that, but I think it's the Mercury retrograde shit, man.
Okay.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Alrighty. Here they are.
Oh, glad you survived that mess.
God, I came this close to being dead today.
Oh, Christ.
I mean, life is a fragile, thin thread, babies.
You don't know.
So be nice, be kind and nice, and do nice things and be good. Because we ain't got a lot of time. I know. Fucking, I don't think, Apple Cheeks, I don't think I'm making that encroachment left turn anymore. Well, and the thing is, I was thinking, man, I came the wrong way. I was thinking of coming the other way, and I didn't come the other way. Like, I should have gone the other way. It's crazy town. Always go the other way. Go the other way.
There you go.
There's a question. Go this way or the other way. Go the other way. All right.
I like that.
And there's Apple Cheeks Alice, speaking of which.
Sweet Alice.
She goes the other way. But,
she goes the other way.
We're not judging. We're not judging here. She says she gets almost run over when she's walking.
Good God.
I know. Right-hand turns are the only way to go, Ope. Ope knows. Fuck less, man. Lefts are dangerous. All right. And there's Dr. Cake. I don't know if she turns left, but, you know, but all possible make a right. Succession of rights is much better than one left every time around the block.
Ain't that
the
truth?
You know, and it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
I will do that. I will do that in like, I'm not going to pull out on a busy street and try to make a left, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to
uh-huh.
make a right and then turn around if I have to. I don't like to.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm with you on that.
I don't like to fuck with the, go with the path of least resistance, the way to go. Always the way to go. Speaking of the path of least resistance, there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
My dentures were loosened there. Yeah. Jeez, everybody's sharing their almost got run over stories, man. Well, it wouldn't be unintelligent design without Ford Prefect. There you go. There you have it. Thank you, sir. Yeah, man. You got to be careful. Jeez. I mean, it was close. It's so close. But I laughed it off. And then I parked at the copy place to make the copies. And this guy in the next car. Oh, boy, did it stink of weed, man. It was dank, baby.
Oh, no shit.
And I was going to give him, like, the AE sign, but I didn't even look, you know, I just ignored it. I was like, fuck. Cool.
That's your friend.
You might think I'm the heat. Well, not in that truck. Anyway. even the heat wouldn't be caught dead in that truck. All right, there's D.T. Trenton, who hopefully doesn't have a broken toe, man. Hope your toe feels better tomorrow. Might try soaking it in some Epsom salts. I shit you not.
Epsom salt to kill it, yeah.
Yep. It might help. It might help.
Unless it's broken.
Oh!
Yeah, I hope it's that broken. Broken toe, he will.
Head hit a windshield. Ouch.
Ooh.
Man, not severe, man. I hope your dome's feeling better.
Yeah.
I've always been very protective of my melon, man. Anything happening?
Oh, she's 14 when that happened.
Shit like that happens when you're 14, man. My sister one time fell on a broken sink at this campground and had a gash about 12 inches long down her forearm.
Oh, good God.
That was insane, man.
Oh, man.
A zillion stitches in that fucker. It was like a broken ceramic sink, you know, at a pointy edge.
Okay.
She fell down and landed right on that fucker, man.
Oh.
Sure, she still has a scar. It's not, you know, not as bad, but boy, that was a doozy.
Yeah.
That was a doozy.
Sure it was.
She was lucky she, you know, didn't lose any shit in her arm, you know, ability with her hands or anything. All right.
Yeah.
Next coming, GT, strongest man. Strongest man on the internet. Yeah, she got it right in the meat, I guess. And there's other people's eyes, our old pal.
Other people's eyes.
I don't know why that makes me think of Captain Kangaroo, but Captain Kangaroo was involved in that. Injury-inducing possum hour. I like it. Very cool. Thanks for coming, everybody. A glorious and good-looking group you are.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Finally, we have the sinister.
We should have hard hats. You should wear hard hats in the lounge for now on. No more injuries.
At least until tonight's show. You know. Well, who knows? All right. GT's cat is nibbling his goatee. So.
Woo-woo!
Cats do that.
And there he is, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby, the Possum Lounge, ladies and gentlemen.
With your super host, Tom. As
the Beaver.
exactly.
Yeah, it's sad for the T-Rex because he can't
master.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Indeed.
It's a real bummer because they had nothing to do back then either. But to lay about masturbate, and they couldn't even do that.
Yeah, but they could, like, terrorize other creatures and shit.
Hey, you get tired of that.
Maybe you. You get that. So I got this shit fly flying around, right? So I was like, covering my beer with this card. Picked this card up, sitting over here, the Staples reward card, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it. Doesn't seem to have any expiration date on her. It's $5 just for you. Like, sweet. Oh, wait,
yeah,
it's open.
Well,
you open it up. I open it up.
Business you gave them.
I open it up. Offer valid 10/15/19 to 11/23/19.
Okay.
Yeah. Guess I missed that opportunity.
It's keeping the fly out of your beer, anyway.
It is keeping the fly. But I could have got $5. I bought the chair in February of 20. The fuck was I thinking, man? I mean, I bought my office chair.
Yeah.
At Staples. I could have got $5 off, man. Oh, well. Live and learn. I need another beer. We'll walk and talk. So I got my, my vegetable garden. I got sunflowers. Didn't do too good, but I got a couple of, free tomatoes. So I put some shit on those.
Still popping up?
Tomato food. Nah, not yet. I got the two, so see if we get some freebies.
Yeah.
Weeded my rose bushes. Trying to make the place look legit. Shoot.
I'm letting things
talking
go
to the
shit.
Roof guy. Got a new roof coming.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Oy, oy, oy. I'm going to be broke, man.
That's
got
money.
Got my car insurance. And I'm like, shit. Yeah, the roof is the big ticket. That's the big mamu. It's going to cost more than the furnace. So, go figure.
Got to be done.
Got to have a roof, man. But then I'll be set, man. I'll be cool on roof and furnace for probably the rest of my life.
Definitely.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm planning on living past 80.
Line.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Geez. Although I made...
Cool.
20 years when we're still doing Possum Hour, I may feel differently.
You know what? I see that. I see
what's that?
20 years from now doing this. we can't find an end.
Yeah. Yeah, Ford's got some big mamus coming. Jeez, man. I hate the mamus. The fuck's with the mamus, man? Oh, well. Because that, you know, I mean, eventually I'm going to have to get new siding on the joint. Do something about the driveway. You know, it's like,
that's always
going to
be something. Yeah.
I can live with the windows and all the other stupid shit. But there's some shit you just gotta get, you gotta have. What's my moves? My moves, I believe, is dates back to mammaries, mammalian protuberances.
Yeah.
The big mamu. I picked up Big Mamu from a Jerry Lewis movie. He said it was huge. It was the Big Mamu. And I said, the Big Mamu. today. I like that. Big Ma move.
Hey, stay with you.
You know, says a lot. It's like, oh, speaking of Ma move.
Mammary glands, whoa, whoa, Mother Nature's fairy delight. You can't make cream of butter, cause it's just a human udder, a natural mammalian sight. Do you want to pay to take a peek at what drives men insane? Well, they're in anthro books galore, and I'm just sure that you'll adore them. Cave women have the same two simple mammary glands. Mother Nature's fairy delight. You can't make cream of butter, cause it's just a human udder, a natural mammalian sight. The men decided that a certain shape stands out more than the rest. Well, they made such a major issue, women stuffed their bras with tissue, their shoulders back to look their best, show off their mammary glands. Oh, oh, Mother Nature's fairy delight. You can't make cream of butter, cause it's just a human udder, a natural mammalian
kind of shit is that?
I don't know. All right.
Beautiful.
So, Apple Cheeks, the Possum Historian, has added to the, we got a review this, man. There's nothing to do with boobs, Big Mamu.
No, no.
Nothing. Mamu is a maternal uncle. Specifically, the brother of one's mother. In Urdu and Hindi. No, no. Mamu is so cool. He got us a koras when we visited him. It would be. He said, I don't know, man. I'm thinking you got to look Yiddish. Okay, here we go. Another meaning.
Yiddish?
Mamu, cycling for a cause. Riding bike across America for charity. I'm Mamu. Do you? What?
What?
Oh, man. We got, what's the Mamu? Okay, the Pirates still got a 5-4 lead. Nice.
I thought it was along the same thing as, like, the head muckety muck or something like that.
Big Mamu. Oh, here we go. Here's another Big Mamu.
Uh-huh.
Now, I spelled it M-A-U, M-A-U-M-O-O. This is taking me to American space science. Riding the Big Mamu. 50 years since Apollo 7 brought America's lunar goal closer. Part one story.
Okay.
Okay, so it was the nickname of a giant rocket that launched Apollo 7, nicknamed the Big Mamu. So,
okay.
There's all kind of Mamu going around.
It's like a mothership.
I don't know what Jerry Lewis meant it as. That was my favorite Jerry Lewis movie, though, man. The Big Mouth.
Well, which movie was that? Big Mouth?
The Big Mouth. Big Mouth. That's from Charlie Callis. I love that movie, man. It makes me laugh. I think I have the soundtrack music from out here somewhere. But yeah,
maybe there's
good
a
times,
soundbite to him saying Big Mamu. There you go.
Ah, that's what I gotta find, man. The Big Mamu, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, if I look for it, I'll never find it, but it'll come across my across the radar. But I always see it. I play it all the time. Anyhow, I love fucking Charlie Callis, man. He was funnier than shit stinks. And very politically incorrect today, boy. You ain't doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Callis number today, boy.
I was watching that CPO Sharky. I tried watching that. I saw about 5 episodes. I was like, holy shit. I thought it was semi-funny back when it was released.
I was always disappointed. Yeah, because you'd watch that, and then you'd see Rickles go on Johnny Carson and kill. You know, he was hilarious. And then his CPO Sharky's like, yeah, sitcom.
Yeah, just read lines. And jump his face.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Nice. All right. Where's my getaway music here? Burning Daylight. It was the Mamus. We lingered on Mamus way too long. But hey, that won't be the first or the last time you've lingered on Mamus. Am I right?
You are correct in that.
I hope. At least I hope. Okay. Now, what the fuck is tonight's 3 minutes? Yeah, there you go. Good point. Rickles was Rickles in Kelly's Heroes. Funny. CPO Shark. I mean, he had a little bit of him, and he had the anger part, but I don't know. The wise guy. Restrained, man. You can't restrain him, man.
Nah.
Gotta let him go. You gotta unleash the Rickles. Unleash the Larry Dickman.
Larry Dickman.
Alright, here it is. It's what you've been waiting for. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Fluffy little Bonnie just a-hopping through the meadow. Doesn't care about the troubles of the world, he's just a rabbit. He lives his life so happily and free, and then he hops onto the road and gets run over. Now he's dead. Happy little squirrel just a-leaping through the treetops with his soft and fuzzy tail. You know he's really quite adorable. He digs a little hole to place a nut inside for winter. Tries to cross the street for more, but now he's dead. Na, na, na. impressive agility. Hunters try to shoot him, but then somehow he outsmarts them. But he can't outsmart a car, so now he's dead. Smelly little skunk is just a stinking of the neighborhood. He can't sneak up on anyone because his smell reads to him, and he makes his presence known when he's walking across the road. But his smell won't stop a car, so now he's dead. Through my garbage, and he looks just like a zombie cat. Why did God make him anyway? He's really kind of slow, and he wanders on the road, so it's really no surprise that now he's dead. Good. I hate possums.
Shit! Shit! Fucking fucks! Fuck you in the ass!
In the ass!
Fucking fucking dipshit! Fuck! 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 Fucking fucking fuck you!
Nah, nah.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Fries.
Oh, yeah.
I love that little kitty.
Except the possum part, man.
Yeah.
That's very uninformed,
that one.
Uninformed, dude, man. I mean, you know, they eat the Lyme disease, man.
Yeah.
You doing Lyme disease? The fuck?
Nuh-uh.
Come on. It's your head.
Possums are our friends.
Exactly. And they almost never get rabies. In fact, Lars Nootbar is more likely to have rabies than a possum.
I'm with Ope. I love that name.
Lars Nootbar. Who's it again? Oh, they switched the teams. Lars Nootbar. Nootbar. E-A-A-R. That's a beauty. All righty. Okay, this was like really stupid. There was a town. The headline is like so misleading. It says a Massachusetts bar accepting Monopoly money for 2 hours.
Okay.
You go, what? it's a like just to gain recognition to maybe be part of a custom. Excuse me, Monopoly game that they're making for the town of Worcester.
Okay.
However they would say it, Worcester. Yeah. Anyway, state law prohibits a business accepting Monopoly money for alcoholic beverage, so legal tender will still be required for drinks. So what, you know?
Yeah, what the hell?
Dumb. Why would you, like, fuck up your Monopoly set by giving away some of the money? Because that's all part of the whole Monopoly game. There's only so many, you know, so much money, so many houses. The key is the house. keys to the houses. I keep trying to tell you that.
And
anyway,
I don't get that low either. You can't give away free drinks?
I guess not. Well, maybe. I guess not. I don't know. It's a dumb thing.
Yeah,
I don't know how they got in the headline like that. You know, somebody was doing somebody a favor over there to get that in the headline. So fuck you, Ralph Stabber. I'll never darken your door. Okay.
I'm not getting my packies there. That's what they call six packs. Packies.
Packies.
Packies. Yep.
The city of hate.
Yeah, it is hate.
My sister's living there, though. She's living there now.
Yeah.
In Boehner. Moved there from the
okay.
Big A. All right, now this I thought was funny as shit. Well, maybe not funny as shit. But funny as something. Anyway, you know, during the pandemic, there was all these Zoom. Everybody's having the Zoom meetings. I was actually in a couple of Zoom meetings.
I remember you said you were getting ready to.
Yeah, we were supposed to do a gig through Zoom. That never materialized. But so this gal's, who she works for. But anyway, she's got to be in all these Zoom meetings, you know. So she thought it'd be a real hoot if she wore the same shirt every day, you know.
Yeah.
For the Zoom meeting. So she wore this crazy Hawaiian shirt for 264 Zoom meetings. this is a great joke. What a good gag. And nobody fucking noticed, man. She says, I had some real ups and downs. Like the first month, I was like, this is really funny. Then I'd be like, oh, I'm still wearing this. And then it'd be funny again. You know, she was splitting her sides over this. But when she told the team she'd been wearing the same shirt, they didn't know what she was talking about. They hadn't noticed. And then
stands out, too, the Hawaii shirt. No one noticed.
People says on purpose.
This is straight sense of humor, though. People think she always wears that same shirt.
She's cutie. Cutie.
Yeah.
Well, she's, what does she say here? She's yet to wear the shirt to her new job. She has a new job. Not wearing the shirt. Get out of the rotation.
Yeah. I guess it's not her good luck shirt.
My GT. GT's.
You too, is out here. See you later.
All right, man. Hang in there, babe. Good. Hello. I'm in Tokyo.
Yeah.
There it is. That's one of those oldies before I used to trim the beginnings of my background music. What else we got here? Oh, this is weird. A guy, they found a guy in this farm equipment. He was like trapped in this, it's in California. I'm on a vineyard. Some kind of power thing on a vineyard. And luckily somebody happened by and saw his vehicle and stuff, and they stopped and looked around. A sheriff stopped and looked around. And they found this guy trapped in this thing. He'd croaked in there. And he said he'd like to take pictures of old old farm equipment. But then they say there was a meth or something involved.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe that was something else. But well, they said it made no sense. They found a hat sitting there. Then they went up and they found more than the hat. He'd been in there for 2 days.
Jesus Christ. Farm equipment. That's got to be dangerous shit.
I thought for sure they said something about... Oh, yeah, there we go. When interviewed, the man indicated he liked to take pictures of the engines of old farm equipment. After a thorough investigation, it was revealed the farm equipment wasn't antique, and the man had far more methamphetamine than camera equipment. The motivation to climb into the fan shaft remains a total mystery.
Jesus.
Okay, there you go.
Oh,
there's the
man.
Fun.
Well,
there's
that's too much of a mystery if you had a lot of meth going on. Good God.
Good times, man. Times. Okay, now this in snake news. Right?
Yep.
Snake news.
We found a snake out back of my at my shop. Big fat snake. Oh, it was huge.
Out of here.
They're living underneath of one of the dumpsters back there.
Cake zooms. She gets paid to zoom.
He does.
That's cool, man. I almost got paid to zoom. Fell through. I zoomed for free. Gave it away. I should have never gave it away. I didn't bite a cow. All right.
Yeah.
Animal rescuer discovers king cobra in garden. Was a plastic toy. Britain called animal rescuers for assistance capturing a king cobra. Oh, the police called them for animal rescue.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a bad thing for all involved. Yep. It's great for them. What a silly looking toy, too.
This king cobra was a plastic kind. It doesn't look that real to me. They got a picture. It doesn't look that real. That's pretty silly. But they're like, they're not, you know, they're not pointing any fingers. You know, well, okay. Well, good
okay.
thing we won the king cobra. We're all jolly fortunate over here. Well, you go over to, where is this? Suffolk County, New York, Long Island. They found some guy found an 8-foot long Burmese python in his driveway. That'll capture your attention.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, you got that right.
8-foot long python.
I don't even know what kind of snake we have out back. I got to get a picture of it.
This python, man, they're just holding it there. I guess they're not. Are they constrictors?
Not me.
I thought they would bite you. They don't seem to be. Oh, it probably was somebody's pet.
Yeah.
Don't keep those things as pets.
Yeah.
And then here.
Once they get too big, they let it loose.
Ooh, here's a good one. Police in Ukraine. We're going around the world for this one. They said they were summoned to an apartment in which a woman discovered a very large snake lurking under her bed. It was a 6.5-foot python under her bed.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, hello.
See the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be checking under their bed tonight.
Big old snake.
None coming out of the toilet?
I got that would be cool. I should have finished up with a toilet snake, but I remember the time my wife and sons went to visit her folks, you know, for a weekend or something. For the week, I think it was. And I GI'd the house, you know, because that's the only time I could ever GI'd a house when they weren't there.
Yeah.
And I had everything put away. I came in and I'm talking on the phone, and I look over and I see a rubber snake on the floor, and I'm thinking, how in the hell did I miss that? You know?
Oh, geez.
And then the fucking thing starts moving, and I'm like, whoa!
Oh. Holy shit. Oh, man.
This dumbass next door used to keep, he was like a snake handling weirdo, man.
Yeah.
And all these fucking snakes. Jack.
People are weird, man. He come over and get it?
Oh, no. His, let's see, it ended up on my screen door, like climbing the door.
Okay.
And his kids, I think it was his son, tried to grab it. He wasn't that old. He was like kid, and it bit. Yeah. It either bit him or his wife. It bit one of them. It was a black snake, or rat snake, I think
oh,
they
shit.
Said.
Right.
Like, damn, I'm glad I didn't go near that fucking thing. That stupid thing.
Nuts.
Yeah, one time there was like this this shaft between the apartments. It was a duplex, and he had some fucking a lizard or something stuck in there. I could see his lizard tail hanging down. What the fuck? He's always raising mice to feed them to animals and weird shit like this, man. Creep.
Jesus Christ.
He's a creepy guy. I didn't like him. Get a bad vibe off of that guy. All right, here's some Guinness Book records.
All right.
This married couple was awarded the Guinness record for their height difference.
Okay.
A little person. The difference in their heights were verified at 3 feet 7 inches. Wait a minute.
Okay.
A difference of 1 foot 10 inches. Oh, his height is 3 feet 7 inches, and hers is 5 feet 5 inches. I wouldn't think that would. I think
no,
be a
no, it's got to be
bigger one than that. That doesn't make any sense, man.
Nah.
That doesn't make any sense. A difference of 1 foot 10 inches. Well, there's got to be one bigger than 1 foot 10 inches.
How do you know couples don't get together just to get in the stupid fucking book?
They're more.
That seems like a strange one.
Nah, they're fucking up here. Because it said before that, it says they're 2 feet taller. So, I don't know. They're losing it here, man. Guinness people need to get their shit together.
Yeah, they're throwing anything in there now.
All right, let's try this one. And Australian twins construct the world's smallest mobile nightclub. Oh, yeah, this was stupid. They took, like, a shed and spray-painted Doof Shed on it.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Doof?
No.
I guess Doof. Doof is the vernacular for a dance club
Doofus?
Or something.
Oh, okay.
For dancing. Popular slang term for a dance party, a doof.
Doof my
moo. Doof shed.
Doof.
So,
doof
you
moo.
Can rent it out. Doof the doof mamu.
Uh-huh.
You could fit up to 7 people in the 5 by 2.4 foot by 6.2 foot doof shed at one time. World's smallest nightclub. I don't think so, man. Doesn't
no.
sound like something. No. I just wait outside. You can keep the door open.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Time. Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Everybody like that? And in fact, I'm not going to Pittsburgh. I almost saved it for later in the summer when I actually do go back to Pittsburgh. But
weren't you all set to go?
Yeah, Mr. Science is a commie. But I'll start. It started like I was kind of setting plans to go down there and, you know, catch a game. You know, he mentioned Thursday night and I was getting the broads lined up and everything, you know, and then I got an offer I couldn't refuse because, you know, I'm still a working schmuck, needs a roof on the house, so I can't turn down work.
Yeah,
I got an offer to work Sunday the 4th. So I said, all right, I'll take that. I'll come back Saturday. We'll party earlier, I'm thinking. And then Mr. Science is like, no, man, I got, like, bone-crushing work that week. I was going to see if you wouldn't mind coming out on Saturday. And I'm like, well, that ain't going to work. So scuttled the plans for Red,
there
White, and Bay. But
put it on the back burner. You'll do it.
Later, there's a big summer ahead, and all I need to do is jump in the truck and go, because I got no responsibilities. So.
But you got a gig on the 4th, though, huh?
So, yeah, I got a nice one, too. 4 hours poolside at a country club. Woo-woo!
Oh, sweet.
Don't forget your sunscreen.
Ah.
Yeah. But there won't be any tippage because it's all kids and shit, you know.
Oh, okay.
These before.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Anyway, sounds good.
I wonder if Gigantor realized that we're on Possum Hour now. He's trying to call me.
Oh, is he called?
Yeah, Gigantor.
I got to tell Ford, man. Sorry about that. My piano has been drinking, song doesn't play. I usually avoid videos that say topic. Have you ever noticed those?
No.
When you go to YouTube, some of them say topic at the bottom, and those are the ones that usually don't play outside the country. I try to avoid that, but sometimes.
I never noticed.
Yeah.
I just download.
I don't know why. Don't know the meaning. Don't know why. But that's the way it seems to play out.
Well, I know that German coffee song I put on there with Hitler and stuff, which is probably very inappropriate. Looking at it now, that's banned in a few countries. Very sundry reasons. The coffee song. What is it? Das Kaffee. Das Kaffee Light.
Coffee.
Das Kaffee Light. Yeah. Believe me, just speaking, you know, directly to the Germans, you'd love it. It's hilarious, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. Oh, man. Was there anything else? Gig tomorrow and fun fuck. Loving that.
Okay.
So,
what kind of gig tomorrow?
Wedding reception.
That's right.
It's in that place I hate.
You gotta put on a suit or anything at weddings? No, you just dress casual as you do? Okay.
I wear all black. And more times than not, I'm dressed similarly to the wait staff, et cetera.
Oh, okay.
So I figure it's cool. I don't have to. A lot of times if I'm doing one for somebody else, they'll request that I wear a tie, and I will wear a tie. But,
right.
I'm not a big fan of it. I may just wear a T-shirt on the drive up and put the shirt on when I get there.
See, yeah. Why not? We're a long way like that. Why not? Yeah.
90 minutes. Oh, and that's the one where you got to go up the goat path, the gravel line goat path. That's only one lane, and you like the whole time you're freaking out. So hopefully, I get enough kratom in me to make that voyage.
I don't think you're good.
Alrighty. Let's see. What do we do now? Oh, DT already left, so he doesn't have to worry.
Yeah, long before the end.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Dumps.
Suffering. Oh, they're saying that New York, the prosecutor's office is going to press charges on the Bobos.
Yeah.
This week. Going to be this week.
Thank you.
Yeah. Boy, they'll be going crazy on the MSNBC over there. Boy, they hate that guy. I'm kind of sick of those assholes. Had enough of them. Had enough of the whole thing, man. I don't want to see Bobo news. You know, I don't give a fuck. Fuck him.
Get him out.
But, yeah, I do hope he goes to jail. He's a fucking crook. I mean, put it bluntly. Guy's a fucking crook. Always, I mean, his fucking first lawyer was Roy Cohn. Roy Cohn, for God's sake.
The most evil man that ever cast a shadow in America.
Right? I mean, come on. He's one of them. He's a big, he's the big Mamu, you know,
when
it comes
Mamu
to that.
Right there. There you
he's
go.
He's the Mamu of that.
That's the new definition of Mamu, big Mamu. Roy Cohn. That prick.
Man. A lot of fucking innocent people he just motherfucked for no good reason. Dick. That's why these dicks need to get punished, man, somehow. Somehow or other.
Get away with way too much shit.
Just for taking 10 years off of my life over the last 4 years. Christ. those guys. I don't know. We had some laughs.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time they tear gassed the people and then held up the Bible upside down and shit. That was a hoot. Yeah.
Is Oliver Stone working on a movie yet?
Oh, Trump, God. That would be
Bobo.
Great.
He's got to be. Yeah, that's a guy. That's a guy who had an erection all 4 years, man. He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to make a movie of this.
Oh man, the upside down Bible. I mean, the Bible thing is so fucking bizarro. You wouldn't believe it if it was in a movie. You'd go, oh come on.
Fucking casting people. Just have a promo with a Bible.
And as Oprah reminds us, he does poop his pants.
Yes,
he poops
does
his pants.
Poop his pants.
I don't know. That would be cool if they... Oh, man, if they put that in a movie. I mean, we didn't get the pee tape. We should at least get the pants pooping.
Yeah. You can get a reenactment of the pee tape.
It's not the same. We wanted the real thing. Just sitting there clapping, you know. Like a little kid. But, you know.
Dave's
it's probably
Bobo.
Real anyway. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. In my mind, it is.
As far as Possumar is concerned, P-tape was
it's
real.
The truth.
And pants pooping has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Guy poops his pants. Makes no sense. I don't know how long this is going to go on, though, man. You know, it's like we thought it would be over. Life would go on. Bobo show, the shit show continues.
The shit show goes on.
Season 14. All right, thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you, possums.
Wonderful possums.
Good music.
Duncan Mine Ford for all the good music.
Yeah.
Hey, Canadian. Be kind to your mamu.
Always be kind to your mamu.
And look for the big mamu. Coming to your town soon.
Yes. And Tooth Club. Don't go to Tooth Club.
I wonder if he was going after the rocket. Maybe he was really into the space race. Because it's about the same time as that movie. That movie was like 68, 69.
I have a feeling that was an expression from long ago. What are...
Canadian. It sounds Yiddish. It sounds Yiddish to me. Mamu, like a mama. That's why I always figured it was boob related. But then I was wrong.
I still like muckety muck.
Sounds like malarkey.
Yeah, malarkey.
To me.
Yeah. Malarkey. Bring that back.
All right, man. Well, no malarkey tonight. We got to say goodnight, gang. Say goodnight, gang!
Goodnight, gang. Goodnight, gang.
$100!
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
I was
do it again,
man.
I like it.
Yeah, it was pretty close. Pretty close. I'm not gonna say I missed it by that much.
I love that ending. The two of those go together so well.
Yeah, that's like a tried and true, man.
Uh-huh.
Alrighty. Good deal. Because I didn't have anything to play, so there you have it.
That's
plus, we ran long because of all the Mahmood talk.
Big one to Mahmood.
Big on the Mamu, heavy on the Mamu tonight, which, you know, I got no problem with that. I'll talk Mamu.
Yeah.
I'll discuss Mamu with the best of them. I remember that famous, remember the one with Bill Buckley, William F. Buckley, in the Mamu episode?
No.
It was,
there you go. There
oh,
you
yeah.
Go.
They talked Mamu. What kind of Mamu? It seems to me the Mamu. No.
And the whole McGillis. Bring back
the whole McGillis.
The whole McGillis.
This prick, I sent him a thing. I said, the whole McGillis. And he says, it's spelled McGillis. It's differently. It's not McGillis Gorilla.
Yeah.
It's different. It's spelled differently. The actual word. I didn't know that. You know, I hate when people try to be smarter than me and then they are. Fuck you, man. I said I meant McGillis.
I think I first seen it in a book, The Manchurian Candidate. It was in that.
I don't remember ever coming across that, man. That's lack of being well read. I stand ashamed.
I think they squeezed it in the movie as well.
There you have it. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. It was disappointing to discover. Yeah. Knocked out of the top rung. Gotcha. McGilla. Ooh, that gets
there
a lot of the greats, man. The near greats. The near greats. Because they, McGilla. McGilla gets them every time, man. All right, man. Well, good schnoz.
Yeah.
I should get to bed because I got to go to Bunfuck tomorrow.
Yep, have a good one.
Be back here Monday with more nonsense.
Sounds good to me.
If you're willing. If you're willing.
I'm always up for nonsense.
Man, I'm going to belch several times. Mwah! More.
It's your right, sir.
Man, I'll tell you, that... It's them damn, let's see, which one did I want to play? It's the damn Canadians. Oh, here we go. This is perfect.
Come on, gang. Let's go.
Yippee!
We've got a gorilla for sale. McGilla gorilla for sale. Won't you buy it? Take him home and try it. Gorilla for sale. In the window, McGilla Gorilla, full of charm and appeal. Handsome, elegant, intelligent, sweet, I'm really ideal. Don't you want a little gorilla you can call your own? Gorilla will be with you when you're all alone. Gorilla, McGilla, gorilla for sale. Take our advice at any price. A gorilla like McGilla is mighty nice. Gorilla, McGilla, gorilla for sale.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!